Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about living as those prepared to be new, and taking a look at some of the things that God makes new in our life when we surrender to Him. When we allow Him to be in charge, when we submit to His will, when we learn of His goodness. And so today, as we continue in the week, we're going to be talking and praying about learning a new way, experiencing a new way, enjoying a new way. Hebrews 10, verses 19 and 20 says, "Therefore, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is His body." He goes on to say, "Because we have this confidence, let us approach His throne of grace with confidence, boldly." We do so because there's a new way. The writer of Hebrews was writing primarily with a target audience of Hebrew believers, those who had that Israelite background, the Jewish heritage, teaching and training. The way to approach God was through sacrifice, through a priest, through rituals prescribed by God, a cleansing that was temporary, that would need to be done over and over and over again. As God led His people out of Egypt, He appeared to them in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire, and warned the people not to come close. When God would descend on the mount where He would eventually give the Ten Commandments to Moses, and He would warn the people, "Don't even come near the mountain or you'll die. Your approach to Me has to be an indirect approach. There has to be a purification. There has to be a cleansing. There has to be a process." And then Jesus. One of the things the writer of Hebrews does is to lay out an argument, so to speak, the case for why Jesus is the better high priest. He tore that curtain so that we could enter in a new way, because we're not washed or cleansed by the blood of bulls and goats, but rather by the blood of the Lamb of God, who John declared takes away the sin of the world. Wasn't just John's declaration, it's the purpose of Jesus coming to earth. It's His declaration. And we live by this new way that we can approach boldly the throne of grace and find mercy in our time of need. Now, I want you to think about how all of those elements work together. Sometimes I hear people that take this passage, this context, and, well, they use it in a very arrogant way, that we boldly march into God and say, "This is what I need. This is what I want. Come on, Dad, pay up. I think they miss the part about we approach boldly the throne of grace and mercy to find help in our time of need. It's one thing to approach someone boldly with arrogance. It's another to approach boldly with humility. With that confident expectation that the mercy that I need will be given. That the compassion that is helpful will be expressed. That my time of need will not be overlooked. When we come to God through Jesus, which God says is the only way to come to Him, we discover a way that's unique, a way that's different, and a way that works. As Jesus hung on the cross and the veil was torn from top to bottom, exposing that which had been hidden. Hidden at God's instruction, but making a statement that God Himself is now opening a new way. That through Jesus, we find what we need. And it's in the humility of heart that we examine what we need. If I march into my dad, bank, hey, I need $1 million. I need it today. I'd probably get laughed at in both cases. Because it's an arrogant request. Dad might at least ask why. I'm not so sure the bank would. They may want to know what I wanted it for. But if I humbly went to either of them with real needs, I would find grace and mercy from my dad. The bank probably would depend on the person in charge. But I'd probably get a better listening based on an attitude of humility. And so when we understand our right to boldly address and approach God, please don't equate that with arrogance, but rather equate it with confidence. Faith, that confident expectation, the certainty of things not yet seen, the new way, that says that those washed by the blood of the Lamb will have an audience because we've been cleansed, because we've been invited, because we're wanted. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to find that way, the new way, the way of Jesus. And so, God, I pray that You would help us to discern accurately all of the things that people might tell us are involved in finding You. And then as we discern that, may we gaze into your word and discover how to walk in relationship with Jesus, how to be washed clean, cleansed by his blood, so that we can confidently approach in this new way. No longer as servants and slaves, but as sons and daughters. And Father, as we live life, may we be careful about the curtains and the barriers that we put up that you haven't, the restrictions that we make that you haven't made. May we be mindful of your instructions that we're expected to keep. And may we fully as our mind can comprehend, understand the new way so that we can share it with others, so that we can lead others along that way, so that we can enter through Jesus. And as we walk this new way, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.